For Indigenous student Clark Donovan, delivering an acknowledgement of country in Mandarin was a defining moment.
Good evening. My name is Clark Donovan, and I'm a proud Gumbangye and Gundjamara man. You may be surprised to hear that my introduction, and indeed acknowledgement of country, was in Mandarin.
While studying law at university, the 24-year-old had formed relationships with students from a variety of cultures, many of the students coming from China. But that was not the only reason he decided to study Mandarin at university. He was born and raised in southwestern Sydney to Indigenous parents, the brother of multi-award-winning performer Casey Donovan. And throughout his schooling, he found no opportunity to speak and learn his own Indigenous languages.
I think the big thing for me was that my family, coming from an Aboriginal background, my dad grew up in a mission in Bowerville. So the access to education was always never there for my people and my family. So whenever I get an opportunity to learn anything, I always take it with as much pride as I can. So that was the big differentiator for me choosing Mandarin. So when I got the opportunity to study it at UTS, I took it with full force.
Clark Donovan also inspired a good friend to learn Mandarin again. Jinshan Lin says he was impressed by how well his friend could speak Mandarin.
Yeah, so when I met Clark, he had already been learning Mandarin. See, I learned Mandarin when I was a child and then lost it, and I've been always trying to get back. And then when I saw Clark, I was like, wow, he speaks really good Mandarin. I was like, I need to get into it. So I did a few classes with him, and so I just try to practice with him.
Clark Donovan has completed scholarships in China, achieving almost top marks, and he's also interning at the global law firm Dentons. He says he's able to use his Mandarin as a useful tool in a professional setting.
Through that, I was able to strengthen my own legal knowledge and also my Chinese through the interaction through clients. But that also has developed into a professional sense where I'm able to use my language in a professional setting.
It's also inspired him to consider a Chinese startup venture in the future. China is Australia's largest trading partner, and is estimated more than 100 million people outside China are learning a Chinese language. That's another reason Clark Donovan is encouraging students to learn the language.
So I'm just trying to gain an understanding of the people and the culture, and also the business. I think over the next few years, Australia and China, we're definitely going to have stronger relations and stronger ties. So what better way to strengthen those ties than to learn the language?